USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's word of another meeting between the Ukrainian and Russian delegations. This is the third round of talks for ceasefire. The last time they met in Belarus, they negotiated a ceasefire for the humanitarian corridor, but Russia broke the agreement. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russian forces are advancing toward a third nuclear power plant. Zelensky held a call with U.S. senators and said that the Yuzhnokrantsk nuclear power plant is under threat. Senator Lindsey Graham spoke about the call in a Twitter video.
The president indicated that labeling Putin a war criminal is the right thing to do, and he thinks would help tremendously.
Zelensky also asked for Visa and MasterCard to be cut off to further the squeeze on Russia's economy, and he backed the idea of cutting off Russia oil imports. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Florida senators passed a bill to set up an election crimes and voter fraud office and raise penalties, despite opponents to the legislation asserting that voter fraud is extremely rare. The bill passed by a 23-15 vote, the Republican majority voting in favor of the bill. The bill would create an Office of Election Crimes and Security within the Department of State, which would make Florida one of the first states to have an agency solely dedicated to election crimes and voter fraud. The new office in Tallahassee would aid the Secretary of State in reviewing alleged incidents of election violations, initiate independent inquiries, and oversee a voter fraud hotline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would also consult with the executive director of the Department of Law Enforcement to appoint at least one special officer to investigate alleged violations of election laws in each of its regional offices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A former Amtrak engineer who was operating a train when it derailed, killing 8 people and injuring more than 200 others, was found not guilty of various charges after the jury deliberated for fewer than 90 minutes. Brandon Bostian, 38, was the only engineer operating the Amtrak train, which was heading to New York City in May of 2015. He accelerated into a curve at Frankfort Junction and reached speeds of up to 106 miles per hour before the train derailed. Amtrak settled a lawsuit related to the crash for $265 million in 2016. Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina is drawing criticism on both sides of the aisle for comments suggesting someone in Russia assassinate Vladimir Putin. Fellow GOP Senator Ted Cruz said it was an exceptionally bad idea. And Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene said the comment was irresponsible, dangerous, and unhinged. The U.S. is trying to figure out how to help the people of Ukraine.
President Joe Biden is now asking Congress for another $32.5 billion to assist Ukraine and to help the U.S. fight COVID-19. A total of $10 million would go to help Ukraine, $22.5 billion to restore key public health programs to help guard against future variants with testing, therapeutics, and vaccines. Senate Republicans have indicated they will oppose the new COVID spending until the administration accounts for all previous funding.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.